Love her or hate her, Nan Hayworth has made her mark on Washington. The outgoing GOP representative from New York's 19th congressional district rode in on the Tea Party wave 2 years ago. She was targeted this week by activists as part of a national day of action demanding that Congress avoid the fiscal cliff. Constituents stopped by Hayworth's Fishkill office. They appealed to her in video messages, demanding she extend middle-class tax cuts, make the richest 2% pay their fair share, and protect hospital and nursing home care, education, and other vital services from cuts. Here's a sample.
Hi, Nan. Nice to see you again. My name is Kato Risicato. I just wanted to ask you to please extend the tax cuts for the middle class, the ones who really need it. As I put in your card, it really does matter. And I just hope that you do the right thing and help the people that need the help. Thank you so much.
The group delivered fiscal cliff-themed holiday cards and demanded Hayworth not be a Grinch. Hayworth, who lost re-election in the redrawn 18th district to Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney, says she's glad the group made their voices heard and she got the message.
The Hudson Valley 99% stopped by and they brought, you know, a card and they said, look, you know, don't forget our working families in the middle class, and I couldn't agree more with them. They are the folks who are the most vulnerable in a bad economy. And, you know, we have an economy that is not growing the way it should, isn't providing the opportunities it should. It's clear that there are ways that we could help opportunities to grow.
Hayworth says in her remaining time in office, she hopes to see this fiscal cliff issue addressed as soon as possible. She stresses her position that small businesses should get tax relief, not tax increases. And Hayworth says, we haven't seen the last of her.
You know, I'm going to try to keep doing good for the people of the Hudson Valley wherever I can. I want to be helpful. I want to be useful. So I'm working on some possibilities. I'm sure there are ways, obviously, that I can stay active in our communities.
Hudson Valley residents have been pushing Hayworth to be accountable to her constituents in her final weeks in Congress, following her loss to Maloney on November 6th. Maloney says he's ready to tackle the fiscal cliff if it's not resolved by the time he gets to Washington. He believes that Americans will persevere, but it will take a shared sacrifice.
And that's how we're going to balance this budget, create jobs, and grow this economy. You know, we did this during the Clinton administration. We should do what works. And what works is going to be putting everything on the table and having a balanced approach to take seriously the long-term debt reduction and grow in this economy.
The 113th United States Congress is scheduled to meet in Washington, D.C. from January 3, 2013 to January 3, 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.